The Pension and Investment Provider Awards for 2022 are here. The PIPAs, which are now in their 23rd year, celebrate the companies contributing to a better retirement for today's occupational pension savers. We're looking for the best and brightest in the industry to submit to our Scheme Services and Investment Services Provider Awards. In doing these awards, along with our Guides to Good Pensions, Pensions Expert researches, evaluates and recognises the performance and quality of service provided by financial services companies, serving pension fund trustees and sponsors. You'll be scrutinised by an experienced panel of pension industry leaders, supported by collaboration with data providers to deliver recommendations that pension decision makers can trust. My name is Alex Janio. I'm the Deputy Editor of Pensions Expert magazine. And today we're going to hear from two of our judges, Danielle Markham from Barnett Waddingham and Simon Q from Teneo, who are going to give you some tips on how to get the best out of your entry and maximise your chances of winning. And then we're going to speak to Steve Budge from LCP, who cleaned up at last year's awards. So Danielle, first of all, what do you like most about judging these awards?
Oh, good question. It's really interesting to see all the different submissions, to be honest. You know, what we've seen is quite a broad range of different ways of approaching the submission. So it's interesting to sort of compare those. What makes it more enjoyable is when it's nice and, you know, in terms of tips for thinking about that, when it's nice and clearly laid out, you know, that sort of makes my life easier. Yeah, that'd be one tip. And discussing with the other judges as well and sort of hearing different views, because, you know, there is a panel of us. It's not just me. And, you know, sort of having that debate about what makes a good submission is really interesting. And those different perspectives, whether it's, you know, investment consultant like myself, a different consultant within the industry from a different company, or an independent trustee, you know, they'll all have different experiences of each of the providers and different views on the submissions that come through.
Yeah, it's great having the brightest and the best of the pensions industry in a room judging their peers. Simon, you've got fond memories of judging PIPAs, don't you? Mate, that's seven. Is this your seventh year of doing it?
I think it is. It's really good of you to keep asking me back.
Yeah, I mean, why do you keep accepting my invitation to be a judge?
It really is good fun. It's great to understand what's happening in the industry. Whilst we keep on top of the news in the pensions world, not least thanks to Pensions Expert, but it's really good to understand from the entrants themselves what they've been doing, what their specific roles were within these large transactions that we see publicised. So that's great. Also meeting up with fellow judges as well. There's good discussion. I mean, it really is a robust discussion when we're going through these entries. And as Daniel rightly said, it's not just a judge makes a decision. There's usually two or three judges that have each category, and then that goes to the room. So there is really a strong discussion and debate, and it's not unheard of for me to change my position whilst taking into the views of the other judges.
We have 13 categories in the investment services section of the awards this year and 11 prizes to be won in the scheme services section. So Danielle, what specifically are you looking for from our entrants this year?
So I'd say, you know, a clear submission, clearly setting out the ways that the managers have added value. Yeah, there are the three key topics that most of the areas need to cover. Whether, you know, performance is one of the key ones, and, you know, we like to see that sort of stated clearly that we can pinpoint to. And, you know, in a year of very strong performance on a lot of growth assets, it'll be interesting to see sort of differences in how managers have, you know, the different performance that's come through. Obviously, that's more relevant for some asset classes than others. So, you know, think making that relevant and thinking not just about the headline return number, you know, what are the other risks that have been managed? What are the opportunities that have been accessed in order to get that performance, and to see that explained rather than just lots of numbers on a page is useful. Secondly, sort of the client service area, you know, that's one where pinpointing some examples can be useful. You know, just very high level description doesn't really come to life much. But if they can say, you know, this is the way we've added value for clients and given some real life examples, that can work well. And then finally, on the innovation topic being, you know, a pretty key one, actually bringing that to life with innovative things that they've been doing, but not just talking about that again at a high level, but talking about how that's actually benefited clients and helped them to meet their objectives. So actually sometimes, you know, we see all of these things but not really been able to sort of go into any depth on any of them. What I prefer to see is actually might not be that initial idea that's just that there's a sort of come up with. Once that's sort of been developed over a year or two, they've actually started to get traction with clients and actually being able to demonstrate that has been useful and clients have invested is what we like to see. you know, some things that perhaps we don't like to see, thinking about performance, you know, missing numbers, and, you know, if they've purposely, or, you know, you might think, why, ask the question, you know, why isn't that there? And that can be a bit of a red flag. And yeah, sort of high level commentary without sort of evidence backing it up. ESG is, you know, obviously another really key area. And again, that's an example where we like to see solid evidence rather than what we might call greenwashing and just talking on more general terms.
Thanks. And Simon, on the scheme services side of things, any tips and tricks, you know, perhaps ways that can cut through to judges beyond? I mean, at that point, that Danielle made on greenwashing, I think was quite interesting. And generally, you might see every now and then from entrants sort of fluff rather than kind of actually directly tackling the question. What are your golden tips?
I think my overarching tip would be have a reason for entering. If you're just entering for the sake of entering, it's not going to win you an award, because there are plenty that are entering because they've done something that's tangible and they can evidence it. And I know Danielle's looking at it from the investment side, but from the scheme services side, it's exactly the same. A sweeping statement needs to be backed up. There's got to be evidence. There's got to be proof. There's got to be numbers behind it. And just by saying, well, we've recruited X number of people, I mean, that's great. It demonstrates growth, and that's a positive sign. But that alone does not demonstrate success. It's, why are you doing that? I mean, what's the revenue per capita it could be? What are your clients saying about that? How is that better servicing clients? Those are the sorts of things we're looking for. But ultimately, yeah, it is. Have a reason for entering, and then evidence why you're entering.
Well, I hope you found that useful, both from Simon and Danielle. And we're now joined by Steve Budge from LCP. LCP, of course, cleaned up at last year's PIPA Awards, winning, by my count, the Actuarial Consultant Award, the Employee Benefits category, and being commended as third-party administrators in the De-Risking Consultant category and the Covenant Review Provider. Thanks very much for taking the time to join us, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me join today.
Brilliant. Well, perhaps you could talk us through kind of the awards that you worked on last year. Which categories did you work on?
Yeah, we do focus on a number of different categories here at LCP, just covering the broad range of services. But we're able to kind of hand them out to different parts of the business, given their focus. So my focus was very much around the employee benefits submission and just that one for last year.
Sure. And perhaps you could talk us through your method.
I always think the awards is a fascinating kind of exercise, because you really get a chance to kind of look back and, you know, see, you know, what things have you done and which you're proud of, and, you know, how have you supported clients, you know, how have you kind of engaged in the market and those kind of things. So we actually try and keep track of suggestions, ideas during the year, because we know that these are going to come up quite frequently in terms of putting together submissions for awards. So it's actually a process where we try and collate and keep on top of it. I know it's a very hard thing to kind of keep going, but rather than having to do it once a year and just look back, we try and do collate, you know, ideas and then work it through from there.
So I guess the idea then is, you know, to try and make it also as kind of as measurable as possible. I think, you know, we've spoken to judges in the past, and, you know, I've sat on these awards before, and you can really see what the awards are kind of set, really set apart from the others are the ones where you can actually go, right, you've ticked off this box, you've ticked off this box, rather than just simply telling us how brilliant you are.
I think I always think the way to make it a bit more real and help the judges is to say where there's been specific feedback from clients. So what we try and do is link it to, you know, we have a lot of kind of what we call client care meetings throughout the year. And so we do try and just record, you know, the outputs of those, trying to, so, you know, ask that we can use feedback when necessary. And then it just, as I say, it's a bit more tangible, because you can just talk about lots of nice things, but actually the ones that made the difference are when we can quantify it with some feedback, and as you say, measure it in that sense.
Great. And as the clients go, you know, once you've won these awards, you know, do they really take into account, is this something that they value from you?
I think it's a really positive element to, you know, justifying why they're kind of working with you, but also the ideas that we're taking forward. If they, you know, we can sort of say that this initiative, this idea, or this, you know, has won an award, then it just gives them greater confidence that they're doing the right thing. And a lot of the submission is supported by client things, you know, things we've done with clients. So it's helped to, you know, feedback to them that they're doing the right stuff for their members, for their employees, if they then either win an award themselves, or we can say, you know, we've won an award based on the work we've done with you. So I think it's a very helpful thing, and helps to engage the market particularly.
And when you're pitching for new business as well, I mean, do these come up? Do these form part of your presentations?
We do. They are always, you know, front and center, and you know, we make sure that there's always hopefully a chance just to make a point about the awards. So it's a very positive aspect of it. But again, it just helps to substantiate kind of the work you're doing, that it's been recognised, and obviously the awards are very helpful for that purpose.
And I guess, does it also offer you the opportunity to perhaps learn a bit more about your own company, really, both in the way that you operate and your colleagues?
Yeah, I think that is, particularly when you get into more kind of the diversity initiatives and those kind of other areas. And one of the things that we found, particularly through kind of the whole COVID experience, is part of our submissions of how we supported our employees as part of, you know, running the business, because they obviously engage with our clients, and then how we help clients and those kind of things. So, yeah, there's plenty kind of different areas, different touch points that help motivate and support, you know, around these awards, definitely.
And do you guys have a particular goal, a number of categories you're hoping to win? I mean, obviously, you want to take it all, right? And, you know, well, looks like you nearly did last year. But yeah, is there any kind of, you know, objective, or is it just kind of let's you know, go for it and see what happens?
I think we look at it on a year-by-year basis. I mean, we're keen to do these things, and just, again, it kind of connects to clients and, you know, supports the work we are doing, both at an industry level, but say with clients specifically. So we focus in on the awards we think is merit for aiming for. So it would depend on year which ones we go for.
Sure. And I guess, you know, it's unfortunate the last couple of years have been disruptive, but the awards also offer the opportunity for you to get in a room and meet kind of your peers, you know, both direct competitors and also just the industry, and put, you know, say the best and the brightest in this industry together. Is that something that you value and will be hoping to get back to this year and beyond?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the fact that we're having to do these award ceremonies and things online and stuff just takes a bit of the glamour away from that element of it. But no, I think getting back in a room and celebrating together, you know, as an industry, you know, what are the good things that are happening, a chance to engage with peers, but also, you know, invite clients along, invite, you know, junior staff along, and it helps the industry more broadly, definitely.
Sure. Well, we are putting the finishing touches and everything, so keep your eyes out for that. But Steve, it's been great chatting to you. Thanks very much for your time. We look forward to welcoming your entries again this year and seeing if you can top last year's feat.
We'll definitely try. But thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you.
Well, Stanley, that's all we've got time for today. I hope you have some very useful tips and insights from our guests. Remember, the deadline for these awards are Friday, the 4th of March, and you can access the website at pensions-expert.com/2022. My name is Alex Janiot. I'm the Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert. You can follow me on Twitter at Alex_Janiot. Until next time.